Halacha relationship of Betachim. So that's the Halacha, that one is not allowed to marry a woman if he has the intention of divorcing her. But if he informs her that he's going to divorce her, so that is muta. That's based on ignoring the bomb is not from itself. Now, the Chalkas Mechiki, then the second sieve, the Mechava says, mentions another halacha. Lo yisiyeh yisheves tachtov, umsham shosem, vidaita ligash. So it's two separate halachas. The first sieve, in the first sieve, he mentions that one is not allowed to marry a woman if he intends to divorce her, unless he informs her that he's going to divorce her. So it's mentioned explicitly that if, before he marries her, he informs her that he's going to divorce her, then it's muta. In the second sieve, the Mechaber doesn't say whether it is muta if he decides, after he married her, he decides to divorce her, but he informs her. So he doesn't say whether it's muta or not. So the Chalkas Mechiki discusses it. He says, Efsher, in regard to the second sieve, do you see Yisheves Tachtov from Sham Shosin, Vidaita Garasha? So he didn't inform her before he married her that he's going to divorce her. But he informs her later. Is that muta or not? So here's his thought. In the same way as it is muta to marry a woman at the very outset if he informs her that he is going to divorce her. But then he says, if before he marries her, he tells her, I'm ready to marry you, but I'm going to divorce you after a year. So then it's over with Kiblo, because she's in a position to tell him, I don't want to get married if you intend to divorce me after a year or so. Masheinke, if before he married her, he didn't tell her, he didn't advise her that he has intentions of divorcing her, but later on, he decided to divorce her, and he tells her. And she says, and she doesn't say anything. And even if she says, what can she do? And suppose she'll say, I don't want it, but he decided. So mainly it's not Mirzeinu Agomu. So maybe it's Oseh, even if he tells her. That's the suffix that the Chalkas Mechekeik has. Now, the Beishmuel mentions something else. The Beishmuel mentions that there are two separate issues. One Iser is an Iser that is based upon the posik of that the Gemara mentions in Gittin Al Tachri, the posik in Mishlei. Al Tachri shall reach over Yeshiv Levet. But then there is a Gemara at the end of the second perek in Nidori of Bnei Grusha Saleim. In other words, if one lives with his wife and he has the intentions of divorcing her. So then, if he's bald, they are also. That Bia is a Bia Sisa, if he intends to divorce her. So the Bishmuel mentions that it's two separate halachas. As a matter of fact, the Bishmuel doesn't say that someone before him mentioned, you see, the Chalkas Mechekeik says that the whole Isa of Al Tachish Al Re'acharo only applies if he lives with him. If he's baller. But if he's not baller, not. He says, Umiloshin Yishemes Tachtov Umsham Shosei Mashma Dahainesh Boaleo Hudiiki Yisurin Dal Tachrish Abel Meini Boaleo Leki Yisurin Midait Ligarsho Abel Pishi Yishemes Levetach. So he says that from the Loshin Umsham Shosei it's Mashma that the whole Iser is only if he's Boaleo. But if he's not Boaleo, there is no Isa. But the Beishmuel mentions that there are two separate Isurim. One is based upon the Gemara in Gittin, that is based upon the Posik in Mishlei of Otachish al Reachoro. And then there is the Gemara in Idorim at the end of the second Perek, Bnei Grusha Saleiv. So the Isa of Bnei Grusha Saleiv that applies to Boaleo. But the Yisrael al Tachrish al Reachoro of Yeshiva Betach does not necessarily involve born. The Bishmuel points it out, but the Ravid in his Asoge Sanderiv, he mentions that, that there are two separate Isur. Hodi Boyemene, the Asoge Sanderiv. Hodi Boyemene, Rav Mishar Shiyem Rav. Hoyo Beliver Legarshu, the Yeshevet Stachkov from Shamchose Mar. Loyal Beacon. So Shamchose doesn't mean that he lives with her. He means that, in other words, he keeps her as his wife, she works for him. That's what Misham Shose means. That, so, loyal be a comma, the higher of Mikrush Saleh, Shom Rubin Dorin, Visom Choise al Mikroze, Ubrisim, Kema Peshim, Bamirdin. So that is based upon another person. So that Gimorin Dorin has reference to Bola. So then it's an Isa to be Boal. Alishte, if he has intentions of divorcing her. So in other words, if he has intentions of divorcing her, so the posik of Ubrisim became a patient by merding, because then there is a shemetz of Biaznus, not Biaznus Mamesh, because she is married to him, but in view of the fact that he has the intention of divorcing her, so Memele in that Bia, the Bia has a shemetz of Biaznus, not Biaznus, but a shemetz of Biaznus. That's one Issa. And this, but this pasuk of Al Tachnish Al Reacharo V'Yeshiv Levetach, that is reference to a case where he's not Boalem, where he's not Boalem. So, and this is just an Issa because it's Azorius. If he lives with his wife and he lets her be Mishamishim in work, in other things, and when he has the intention of divorcing him. So he says, V'Eloso Ho. So loyal be a comma, the higher of Nikush Salaim, Shom Rubin Dori, Visom Khoise al Mikroze, who brace me came a patient by Mirdin, El Al Shim Shahi, Rimuta La Shem so it's lay, Kidul Shamshe, Viomali Ose. So it has nothing to do with the Gemara in Dori. It's a different kind of a din. El Midio is so, Vim Tirzo, Sheve Starto, Teshin, Kidirsiv al Tachish al Riacho Ro, Vuyeshi Vuvetachito. So in other words, so we see from the Ravet that in respect to the Isa of Otachish al Yacho, so then he can overcome of that Isa by informing her, even if he informs her after the Erek. I mean, that's of it, that the Chalkas Mechikik has as to whether he can overcome that Isa, he can dispose of that Isa by informing her after the wedding. So the Ravid says, in regard to the Isra of Al Tachish Al Reachoro, so as long as he informs her and she knows, so then there is no Isra, because then it's not an Arzorius. When is it an Arzorius if he doesn't tell her? And she stays with him as a wife and she serves him. But if he informs her and still she does it, so Memele, there is no Arzorius, so he's not an Arzor. But Mashayim came if he's Boaleh also, then it's a different kind of an Isa. Then it's not an Isa that is grounded in Arzorius. Then it is an Isa that is grounded because it has a Shemetz of Biaznus. So even if he informs her, so it doesn't make any difference. Even if he informs her, so the Ravid says, it's still based upon the posik, Ubrisim Ikem HaPishim HaMerim. So what the Chelkas Mechikik and the Bishmuel discuss, so he's mentioned by the Ravid. The Chelkas Mechikik says that without Bola there is no Isa. But the Ravid says there is an Isa. And the Chelkas Mechikik assumed, he equated the Gemore Nidorim with the Gemore in Gittin. But from the Ravid we see that it's two separate halachas. The Gemore in Gittin has reference to Loi Bola, and that's based upon Arzorius. And in regard to that Isa of Al Tachrish Al Yachoro, so if he informs her, so there is no Isa. The Gemara Nidorim is based upon the fact that if he has intentions of divorcing her, so then the Bia has a Shemetz of a Biaznus. So Mimele, even if he informs her, it still comes within the posik of Ubrisim Ikem HaPrishim Vamer. Now, then, in Siv Gimel, the Mechaba says, now this is a machlekes between, there's the last mishnah in it, it's a machlekes between Bishamay and Bisil. Bishamay and Rimu, he got a shot of the sister in Kimotsu where I was dog, Dwarer, Shenema Kimotsu where I was dog, who Bisil Imrim after we dig out of Shile, Shenema Kimotsu where I was dog, Rabaki Meir after the Motsa Heres Noimen, Shenema Goyer who seems to have been. So there are three mandomas, Bishamay, Bisil, Rabaki. So according to Bishamay, one is not allowed to be Migarish a sister except if she committed it Varel, if she's a Prutz. But if she's not a Prutz, even though she was Pishas in her work, so then he's not allowed me the Raisa to divorce. Bisil say, Afim Gdichot Avshila. What does Gdichot Avshila mean? If she was Pishas in her work as a wife. And Rabbi Akiva, but according to Bisilel, if loy motzavo loy avo loy dovo, just motzah cheres noemenu, so it's an isar eisen, it's an isar eisen. But Rabbi Akiva says, afil motzah cheres noemenu, shenema avo loyim lisimtso chen beim. So from the more it appears, there is a Knesset Agdeilo, the Knesset Agdeilo says, but from the more it's mashmanat like that. The Shagdeva says that there is no Yisrael, even according to Bishamai, and it's only an Iyan of an Itzateve. But it's not like that. I mean, it's Gemara for Ashes. The Gemara says, Omele Rav Popel Lerove, Loi Motzo Bo, Loi Yavo, Loi Dovo, Mal. So the question, and he divorced her. So the question is best in case for him to remarry her? Suppose, Loi Motzo Bo, Loi Yavo, Loi Dovo. So even according to Bisil is not allowed to divorce her. But he did divorce her. Is he mechuyev, is best in case for him to remarry her. So the Gemara is patient, because we find Gabeines, Gabe Mitzishemra, Midigo Omalein, Nigol Rachmone, Gabeines, Miyuchul Yishalcho Kol Yomov, Bameid Harzekoy, Hosomu Nigol Rachmone, Abul Hochem Aydove Dovet. So we see that the Torah says in respect to Yanis, so Miyuchul Yishalcho Kol Yomov, but suppose he does divorce her, so it's a Lavanita Kleese. So he's not leaking, because Bameid Harzekoy, so best in case for him to remarry her. So we see only in regard to Ma'anis, but otherwise, Bezni is not Kefir. But we see from this Gemara that it's a Nisa Gomor, it's a Nisa Reis, it's a Nisa Rese. The Gemara had this Al-Kadai, had this Sofik, maybe Bezni is Kefir him to remarry. So, according to Bishamai, it is certainly, it's a Nisa Reis if she did not commit an Erbaz Dovo, and according to Bishil, if she was Pishas, so there is no Israel. Now, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh says, Alocha Kibisil, I mean, there's a double portion of it. It's always Alocha Kibisil. The Loshin of the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin is a little strange. The Rambam says in Perikut Nuchas Gira Shalot HaChapalev, Lo Yiso Odo Misho Vidaito Ligarsho, Vilo Yisiye Yishev Estachto Fum Sham Shosei Vidaito Ligarsho. That's that. Then the Rambam says, Vilo Yigarish Odo Mishte Rishaino Eloin Ki Motzo Bo Ervas Dovo, Shenema Ki Motzo Bo Ervas Dovo. So the Rambam says, he doesn't say, Lo Yigarish Odo Mishte Rishaino Eloin Ki Motzo Bo Ervo Oidovo, because this is how we still dash, O Ervo Oidovo. He says, "Vigari shodom mishter sheino elim kimotze boi avas dovo." Shenema, and he mentioned the posik. Shenema kimotze boi avas dovo. And then the Rambam says, "Veinrole limayel ishalach ishter sheino avol shliyo im sino ishalchem." Now the Gemara mentions a distinction between ishter sheino and ishter shliyo. Zivik rishne and zivik sheino. So the Gemara says at the end of Gittin, "Daftali kome beis." So the Gemara says, Loi plige, hobi zivik rishin, hobi zivik shein. So bizivik rishin, if he divorces his wife, his son with the amoke. Bizivik shein, so he's not sonu, im sonei so shlach. So the Gemara says, hobi zivik rishin, hobi zivik shein, domar ablezeh, kolam garish ishter rishin, afim mizbeach merid alov moiz. So Rashi says as follows. So Rashi says, Sonu Hamshaleach Lufnei Amokim, Vafilu Libisil. In other words, if someone divorces Ishti V'Sheino, so he Sonu Lufnei Amokim, even according to Bisila. But according, so that means, Rashi means, even if he divorces her because she was Maktichot Avshile, not if she wasn't Pishas at all, so then it's a Nisad Reis. So it means, even if she was Iktichot Avshile, she was Pishas, so then according to Bisila, he's allowed me the Reis to divorce her, but he's not such a nice person. He is Sonu Lufnei Amokim. Vafilu Bisila, Neidu Italfinole, Shelu Lehetzi, Miu Sonu. So the Lashon of Rashi is Neidu Italfinole, Shelu Lehetzi, Miu Sonu. So why doesn't Rashi say Neidi Mutea, Miu Sonu? The answer is very simple. Because if it's Mutea, he wouldn't be Sonu Lufnei Amokim. I mean, why should he be Sonu Lufnei Amokim if it's Mutea? So Mutea it isn't. But there is no kli. There is no kli. In other words, according, if let's say she wasn't Magdicha Stavshile, or according to Bishama, even if she was Magdicha Stavshile, if she didn't commit an alvo, so then it's an Issa Gomor, so it's an Issa Rese, like only Surin. So maybe there is kli too. But according to Bisila, if she was Magdicha Stavshile, so then there is no Issa, because Bisila Darshan, Oy alvo, oy dom. So there is no Isa. But there is the posik. There is the posik in Malacha of that implies that he is sonu lufnei amokim. That he is sonu lufnei amokim. So what does it mean, sonu lufnei amokim? That means that the gavre is sonu. That means the gavre is a chetim. In other words, he is an arzo. But there is no kviya midas. Is there such a thing as Kriya Mides? Now the Rambam says that to be a Baal Mides comes within the essay of Arachto Bidrochov. Mahu Rachum, Mahvato Yerachum, Mahu Chamum, Mahvato Yerchamum, Mahu Chosim, Mahvato Yerchosim. So Shleimus Amides is in Mitzvah of the Reise. So if someone is not a Baal Mides, if someone is an Arzo, so he's not a Rachum. Mahu Rachum, Mahvato Yerachum. So Mele is a Chete, but there is no kviyah. There is no kviyah. Bezdin is not kefe, a Jew, a person, that he should be a rach. There is no kviyah. But, a chete is. So in other words, mides, so the gavri is a chete. And the Rambam says in the Perush, on Pirkei Avos, so he says there are two extremes, and neither extreme is good. So he says, but there is a difference between someone who follows, who indulges in the extreme of the excess. Let's say someone addicts himself to shikras, he's about taive, he's shikras, so then he's a roshi. But if he accustoms himself to the other extreme of deficiency, so then he's a chayv. And the Rambam Chazdeyes also says, Shema yimarod amol akino vatayv vakovet mitzine sodom leilo efrish letzad achrei. Lo yalbash beged noe, velo eishiv, bidiro noe. So amalo bedera zira nikro chayte. Shenema vichi parolo bashkot al nefesh. Omu chachomim vichi beize nefesh koto, vayelo nitzir atzmeo na yayi, elo mnipnei shetzir atzmeo na yayi nikro chayte. Al haskamo vichamo, sham tzair atzmeo kol dobo, vidobo shu nikro chayte. So there is no maizavira if somebody refrains from drinking wine. So is there any maizavira? But he's not a balmides. Because a Balmides is one who goes with the Rabbinis. So if he follows the Kotze Achrei, so he's not a Balmides. So the Gavri is a Chete. But if he follows the Kotze Achrei of not drinking wine altogether, so then he's a Chete. But if, let's say, he addicts himself to Shikres, so then he's a Roshe. What's the difference between a Roshe and a Chete? A Roshe is Bimezit. A Chete is Bishedik. When someone addicts himself to Shikres, so he wants to be a shikar, he wants to be a baltaibi. So Mele, he has a Shem Roshe. He doesn't have a Shem Roshe with Gabi Psuleides, but he has a Shem Roshe. But if he's Perish Likotza Achrei, Lo Yeshe Bidira Noe, Lo Yalbush Begut Noe, so he wants to do good. His kavone is to do good, but He doesn't follow the proper way. So Mimele, he doesn't have Shem Roshe, he has Shem Chayte. So in other words, if someone is an Arzor, if it has to do with Mides, so then the Gavre has a Shem Chayte. But there is no Maisa Avere. So since the Gavre has a Shem Chayte, there is no Maisa Avere, so there is no Kvi. So that's Rashi Shite. So Rashi Shite is that the Posik in Malachi is not Einovi Rashi Lechavish Dovo. So the Nevi'im don't mention any new Alochas. So everything that is mentioned in Nevi'im, so either it is a din deraisa, as the Gemara says, posuk ze mitiras meisha lulamadnu, elon pi cheskel ben buzi lulamadnu, vale novi rashoi lechadish dobo, elon hil chesed gmir alei, vi ose novi vasmech akro, as the Gemara says in Zvochim, so it's a deraisa, or sometimes it's aloch la mishin Sinai, that not an Israel that is mifurish bateiro, and sometimes the novi's mazir, the Jews, uncertain the rabbonos, let's say, uncertain shvusim. So because the shvusim were already enacted, so the novi is mazir, but there cannot be any new tzivuim. Now all these tzukim, al tachrish, al reachoro. So what does it mean? I mean, it's a new Israel. In the Torah, it's not mentioned. These are declaratory of midas voice. So if somebody is out. Is able or tachish or tachoro, so he's an arzo. If he's an arzo, so he's able. Volach to bitrochov, he's able. Was he say Yoshavatei? As the Ramban says, Yeshok novel b'shusatere. So it doesn't mean it's b'shusatere mamish. It means there is no maisavere. If somebody is a shiker, so there is no maisavere. We are not talking about someone who becomes a shiker with Yaineser. So then there is a maisavere. But suppose he becomes a shiker with Kedemwa. So there is no Maisavere. But if he's a Shikia, he's a Shikia. So then he's a Baltaive. So Mimele, he's a Chete. But since they do not involve in Maisavere, so Mimele there is no Tvir. Masheimke, if let's say she wasn't even Magdicho Tafshile, so then according to Bisil too, he is also to be Megarasha. Then there is a Maisavere. So Mimele there is Tvir. There is Tvir. Not to divorce her. Business gave her not to divorce her. If he did divorce her, so then the Gemara has an abaye. The Gemara has an abaye where the business gave him to remarry her. And then the Gemara says, no. Once he divorced her, business not gave him to remarry her. But until he divorces her, business resorts to kfiye, to that he shouldn't divorce her. Because there is a maisavere. But suppose she was Magdechas Tafshilei, so then there is no maisavere. According to Silel. But the Posik Malachai only implies that he's an arzo. So mainly it comes with the Midas. So Chayte is, so he's Sonu Lifnei Amokim. But there is no Kvi. This is Rashi. But from the Rambam, it's not Mashma like that. Because the Rambam says, V'v'ikari shodo mishne rishenu Elohim ki motzo bo'er vazdovo Shenema ki motzo bo'er vazdovo. So he mentions the Posik in the Torah. So apparently, as a matter of fact, in the Beis Shmuel there are two pshotim in the two. And then one pshat that the Beis Shmuel mentions in the two is that according to the two, so Beis Hillel when they darshin, oy elvo oy dovo, so that's only ligabi zivuk sheni. But ligabi zivuk rishen Beis Hillel made it, that he's only allowed to be migarsha if motzabo el, but pritzes, but if just she was just Pishas, Magdicho Tafshilei, so then the Mishmuel says this is Pshat in the Torah. And then he mentions another Pshat in the Torah, that according to the second Roshim in the Mishmuel, so the Torah Shita is like Rashi. But in the Torah we can say both Pshatim, but in the Rambam it's impossible to say the second Pshat, even though the Mishmuel, when he mentions the second Pshat in the Torah, so he applies it to the Rambam too. But from the Rambam's Rosh, it's not mashma like that. Because if the Rambam Shita had been like Rashi, that there is no Maise Yisrael, when one divorces Ishti Rishenu, that was Magdicho Tafshile, there is no Maise Yisrael, it's only son of the Amokei, so then he shouldn't mention the Posik Shinema Kimotsu Be'avaz Dovo. And the Rambam says, V'ligari Shodom Ishti Rishenu, Elu Kimotsu Be'avaz Dovo, Shinema Kimotsu Be'avaz Dovo. So it's mashma that the pshat in the Rambam is like the first Russian that the Bishmuel mentions as Pshat Netu. Then the Bishmuel rejects that Pshat Netu. And that is that according to the Rambam, and possibly the two too, possibly the two is also Chilikan Rashi. But from the Rambam it's mashma that when Bisilel say Darshan, Elvas Dovo, Oi Elvo Oi Dovo, so it means Elvo Bizivik Rishon and Dovo Bizivik Shem. So Mele, how do we know that there is a distinction between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni? That's from the Pasuk Malachi, because the Pasuk Malachi speaks of Eishes Niuri. But according to Rashi, so the Pasuk Malachi is declaratory of Midas Rois. So Mele is an Arzo. So it's not about Midas, it's an Arzo, but there is no Maisi Yisrael. According to the Rambam, so the Pasuk Malachi that distinguishes between Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni, so is declaratory of the Din HaTor. In Novi Rashon Lechadish Dovo, so in other words, so everything that the Novi says is declaratory of the Torah. So it's declaratory of the Din HaTor of Kimotzo Bayavas Dovo. So what does it mean? Ervoi Dovo. So according to the Rambam, it means Ervo by Zivik Rishon and Dovo by Zivik Sheni. But then, the Rosh Rambam appears to be Seisar himself. Because first he says, V'l'igarish odo mishter isheino Elohim kim motzo bo yavaz dobo. Shenema kim motzo bo yavaz dobo. So it's mashma that by Zivuk Rishon, without Elvo, it's an Isarais, it's an Isares. And then he says, V'in role, v'mayel l'shalach ishter isheino avol shnio im sino yishalchem. Monefshech, he first said, he just said, finished saying, so it's in Nisan Reis. Then he says, V'ro. And Ro means it's not Midarach Acheretz, it's not Mitzadah Musar. It manifests a certain lack of Midas, but not that there is a Maisi Yisar. So if there is, in other words, it's like Rashi. If the Rambam Shita had been like Rashi, that the Posiki Malachi, the distinguish the Tzonu of Ne'amokim by Zivuk Rishon, is only expressive of the Midaloy, that he's an Arzo. So the Mele is not about Midas. So he's Eber Malach to Midrochov, he's Eber Vasisa Yoshalatev, he's an Arzo. But in Maisi Yisa there isn't. In Maisi Yisa there isn't. So then the Rambam shouldn't say, Shenema Kimotsu Be'amaz Dobo, because as far as the Posiki in the Torah is concerned, so even if he found just Dovo, Igdichot Avshile, not Elvo, so he's also allowed. So there is a stire between the first expression in Rambam and the second expression in Rambam. So that I see that the Chelkas Mechikik so was bothered by it, and the Chelkas Mechikik is the Chelkas Mechikik. So he says two rishis. So he says, even though the Chalkas Mechikik does not refer to the Rosh and the Rambam, but he discusses it. So he says that one portion is that when the Rambam says, V'nrole l'imayo l'shalach ishter isheino, the Rambam has referenced to a case where she agrees. Now that is mentioned, that when is there a Nisa? And when is there a Nisa, let's say, according to Bishamah, to be migarish, if he didn't find Elvas Dovo, if it's shaloi midaito. But if it is midaito, then there is no Isa. So the same thing is true of Bisila. When is there an Isa? When is there an Isa for Bisila to be migarish, let's say, without Igdichot Avshilei, or let's say by Zivik Rishon, even Igdichot Avshilei, but without Elvas Dovo, only when it's not midaito. But if it's midaito, there is no Isa. So this is why the Rambam says, the Chalkas Mechikik says, V'inroli l'imayel l'shalach ishter isheino, that by Zivuk Rishon, it's not a proper thing to divorce his wife, even midaita. Then another Roshni says, the Chalkas Mechikik, V'inroli l'imayel l'shalach ishter isheino, that it means that even, let's say, an Eidechot came and said that Ishtecho Zinz. So there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove, but if Daiti Selmas Semeches Olof, so the aloha is that he has to divorce her. So the Rambam says, the Chalkas Mechikik says, this is Vein Roli L'imayel L'shalach Ishter Isheino, he should be Mosso, He shouldn't be hasty in accepting the testimony of the Idechot. He should see, maybe the Idechot is lying, so he should investigate. So this is what the Rambam, that's why the Rambam says, V'inroli l'imaya l'shalach ishtabishim. So he mentions these two pshatim. Why? Because it seems that the Chalkas, even though the Chalkas mechaking in Siv Beis, he does not mention the Rambam, but he asks a kasha. So why he says kachu b'Rambam v'alosh migumgum dimitchilo. So he does mention the Loshna Rambam. So he says, "V'alosh migumgum dimitchilo mashmadisa yesh bidavo hamgarish ishtarishenu kshemotz be'alos davo da'anovim misaimin alzei ve'ir koma ve'iro limayer lishaleach dimashmadinisa bidavo." He does mention the Rambam, and then he says that it's mashma from the posik itself that there is a ma'isisa. So in other words, he assumes that when the posik malachai is not declaratory just of midas boy of arzoyes, but that the posik malachai that distinguishes between zivuk rishon and zivuk sheni, so is declaratory of the isa deraisa of the drosha of oyalvo idovo. So that means in regard to zivuk rishon, so oyalvo, and in regard to zivuk sheni, even dovo. So why does the Rambam say? Why does the Rambam say? So he says the iser is if there is no elvas dovo, but if there is, even a decho testifies that the zimsos, so of course there is no iser. But even in such a case, he should be motun and he should investigate. Maybe the decho is lying, and we'll find out. So that is only a midas chassides of being ro. So we see that the Chalkas Mechaikik was chilik on the Bishmuel. The Bishmuel in the first portion in explaining the Toshite, so he said that the Toshite and the Rambam Shite is that there is an Issa Deraisa to be Migarish Ishtarishenu without Elvas Bavo. Because according to Bishmuel, the Toshi is Oy Elvo by Zivuk Rishin, Oy Dovo by Zivuk Sheni. Then he rejects that. And he says that the Tur Shite and the Rambam Shite is like Rashi Shite. That if there is, if it's Ikdichot Afshilei, so even by Zivuk Rishon there is no Ma'is Nisa. But it's Re'amides. It's Re'amides. So meaning there is no Kviyeh. There is no Kviyeh. But from the Chalkas Mechaikik it's Mashma that he assumed that the Shite of Rambam is that there is a Nisa Deraise in divorcing Ishta Rishenu if he didn't find an Elvas Dovo. Alright. Isha ro b'de Yisrael v'she'eino tznu k'bnei Yisroel akshei reis mitzvah l'garsh. Isha shemizgarso mishum pritzus ein ro l'odom kosha shem Yisrael. That's also in Gemara at the end of it. Now then, in Sif Vov, the Mechaba says, yochel l'garsho b'lo yitaitu. That one can be migarish as ish in balkor. So the Rambam says, "Va'afiloimu lishalim lo haksuve undun yoso eino yechilu la'akif mishum ze agerish elot is garish lisiz ba'isei mashechayim v'chol ze midin avol rabinu yershin hechrim shalom migarish isho shaloi midaito im lo ishov al das." So it's mashma that the Eved, if someone was migarish after the chirum rab migarishin, so it's effective. There is no shalom. So she's migarishes. That's how it's mashma. Shuv enoish nikra avarya. Because if the Gerishin is not even effective, so then it means he's an Avarian, and then Bezdin would force him, you know, to do everything that he's mechuyev to do. So he says, and the Rambam says, Shuvin Ish Nikra Avarian, so it's mashma that the Gerishin is effective. Girsho midaito v'nim tzopsu biget, Yochel HaKein Ligarsho Balkor. So in other words, Rav Nigarshin did not impose that cherem in a case where originally he divorced a midaito. But then it turned out that the get was possible. So then, he is allowed to divorce, give another get balkov. Noel dobe mumi, im yochel garsho balkocho, yeshem rim di bloke mitzve yochel garish ish di balkocho. Oy matirim loy liso beiz noshi. Now, so from that Ramoiz me where, that if he was migarish ish di balkocho, so then it's effective. It's effective. Now the Bishmuel, in Sif Yudveis, so there the Mechaber mentions the distinction between an Isha that is Nishtatis, she became insane, and she is Yechelo Mishmeres Gitom, but she is Eino Yechelo Mishmeres Atzmo, so then there is a Rabbonon, he is not allowed to divorce her Mishmeres because certain unscrupulous people put him might be naked in her minakevker. So because of that, midrabonon is not allowed to divorce her. But midraise he can divorce her because it doesn't require das. And if she's in yechel vishneres gito, so then she's mishalchov in a chazeres. She doesn't even understand the meaning of gereshin. So then midraise she's not midrashes. So the mechaber says in connection with the woman who is nishtateis, so even though he's not allowed with Rabbonon to be Mikarisher, but in Girsho Migoreshes, Vihu Shetir Yidas Lishna Gitu. And then he says, Vieshe, so the Ramos says, Vieshe Imrim, Daf Yubideve Deino Migoreshes. So that's the Sheet of the Ravio. And it's took your soyes in the Yerushalmi Yivomis. So according to the Girse, we have the Yerushalmi. So then the Gemara says, what's the nafkemine between the daloch of nishtatis that is mishalcho in chazeres and in nishtatis that is yechelo lishmeres gito, but in yechelo lishmeres atzmo, that if she is in yechelo lishmeres gito, so then the gerush is null and void. But if she is yechelo lishmeres gito, but she is in yechelo lishmeres atzmo, she doesn't know how to take care of herself. So then it's only with Rabbonon, so the Ebe, she is Mikreshes. But the Ravio had another girse. The Ravio's girse was that if even though she is a Yudas Lishmeir Esgito, but as long as she is a Yudas Lishmeir Esatzmo, so Mele, she is not Mikreshes. So what's the Pshat, she is not Mikreshes? It doesn't mean that Midraise she is not. Midrabonon she is not midrashes. So maybe she is not midrashes lechumre. In other words, he's mechuyev in everything, in all the tnoi ksuve, he's mechuyev. But likule she is midrashes. Likule she is midrashes. This is in regard to a nishtatis that is yechelo lishmeir es gito vein yechelo lishmeir es atzmo. So the according to the Ravio's Girse and Ramo passes like that, Veye Shemrim Dafu Bdevet in Migrashes. So it doesn't mean in Migrashes, even Likure, she is in Migrashes. It means that she is, if somebody will be Mizane with her, he will not be Chayim Misi. Basin will not give him Misi or give her Misi. So, because Midraise, she is Migrashes, as long as she is Yedas Lishmeir as Gito. But Midrabotum Lechumre, she's in the Migrashes. So that's the pshat in regard to Nishtatis, that is Yidas Mishmeres Gito, Vein Yidas Mishmeres Atzmo. So the Bishmuel in Sif Yudveis, so he says, V'yei Shemrin Dafu Udevet in the Migrashes, and so Pluk Tezu Talye B'Girse, V'yei Shemrin, it L'Girse B'Yerushalme, V'Girse B'Yerushalme Dafu Udevet in the Migrashes, Kibnu Shetiknu Chazal, Shal Yigarash Yisos. What does it mean? So it's in the Midrashes? That means Midrabonon Lechumre, she is considered as in the Midrashes. It's in the Midrashes. Vim Chirem Rabbi Gershon Domel Litakones Chazal Yeish Leimah Bizman Hazeh Afilu Mova Vigile Yeish in the Midrashes. So he says that even the Eved, so it's in the Midrashes. And what's the Pshat? So he has a topic, the Mishmah. So what's the Pshat that is in the Midrashes? So the same pshat is in the sheet of the Rav Yo. But in the Rav Yo, it doesn't mean that Einu Migreshes mit Reizel Migreshes. But it means Lechumre mit Rabon Einu Migreshes. So is Mechuyev Bim Zeynes and with Deiso, all the Chaybes, but mit Reizel she is Migreshes. The Chachomim cannot negate a Gerishin that mit Reizel is a Gerishin. So, but it means mit Rabon on she, Lechumre Einu Migreshes. So the Bishmuel has his suffix, whether in regard to her Rabbi Nigershi, if he was Migarish Ishli Bal Kocho, whether she's Ligamri Migreshes, if Midrabono she's Migreshes, or it's analogous to Nishtateis, where she's Nishtateis, that is Yechelo Lishmeir as Gito, when Yechelo Lishmeir as Atzim. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so in one Tshuve, he mentions the Sofik in Bishmuel, and his Masik on the Bishmuel. It's a very strange Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And his Masik on the Bishmuel, and he says, it's a Pshites, that if someone is Migarish as Ishti Bal Kocho, now that there is a Chirav Ranigoshin, so she's not Migreshes Midrais, it's new and void. This is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. Now the Bishalevi mentions this Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he has the kasha. I mean, how could Reb Chaim Volozhiner say such a thing? First of all, from the Ramo it's mashman that there isn't even a sofik, because the Ramo says over the girl shabal kocho bizman hazeh v'niseis shuvenu ish nikra avayim. So that means that she's considered migreshes in nikra avayim. We don't consider him as a baal. He's not mechuyev livdeis, so he's not mechuyev mizeinis, he's not mechuyev in anything. So that's the Ramo. And the Bishmuel has a sofik. But when the Bishmuel has a sofik, so the sofik is, maybe it's analogous to Nishtatis, that is Einu Yechel Mishner Asatzim. So Memele, so the Takonis Chachomim was that Lechumre she should be considered Einu Migreshes. So Memele is Mechuyev in all the Chiyuvim of Ibar Leishne. And Rab Chaim Volozhiner says that it's a Pshites, that the Gereshin is not effective at all. So there is a Bishalevi. Now the Bishalevi says, now, the Bishalevi mentions in the Behude, actually it's not just in the Behude, it's Italian in the Zeal, that get requires best. It's a strange thing. I mean, the Rosh Hashanah is, or to call me garish, but it didn't be garish. So it's mashma that garish doesn't require best. But there is another girl saying that Gemore, or to call me garish, but it didn't rabbi me garish. So Memele, there is no kasha from that Loshen B'Gemore. But it's such a chiddush that Gereshin requires best, but Targum Yiddish in Ezeel says that Gereshin requires best. And then there is a Rashi in Sanhedrin, and the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that Miun is Bishleisho. So Rashi says, Kol Ditikun Rabbonon Ken Reisetikun. And since Miun is like Gereshin, except that Miun is Eikal Mafreya, but it has a resemblance to Gereshin, it terminates the Ishes, so Mele called the Tikkun Rabbonon Ken Reise Tikkun, so just as Gereshin requires Shleisho, so Miun also requires Shleisho. So it's not only Talmud Minis Nezeel, but we see from this Rashi it appears that Gereshin requires this. Then there is a Tshuve in the Behude. So now so the Bishalevi says, why? Meilom Nishamanu that Gereshin requires best. And he mentions the Gemore, or to call Migarish, but didn't Migarish. So it's mashma that Gereshin doesn't require best. So the Bishalevi says, and he tries to explain Reb Chaim Volozhiner that way. So he says that when Yenis in Ezeel, and when Rashi says that Bezin Sanhedrin, that Miun is like Gereshin, and that's why Miun requires Shleisho, so Rashi has reference to a Gereshin Bal Koch, because Miun Daloch is the Dektano Shaloi Midai Das Abal she can be mine. And he reads it plainly. And even if he doesn't agree, so the Miun is effective. So Rashi says, the Chachomim were Misake Miun Shleisho, because many times the Miun the Dektano makes is Shaloi Midas Abal, and it's effective. So called the Tikkun Rabbonon Ken Reise Tikkun, it has to bear a resemblance to the Gereshin Bal Kocho. And Gereshin Bal Kocho, he says, requires Bezin. And the Yitam Yisrael has reference to Gerish and Bal Kocho. Why should Gerish and Bal Kocho require Besdin? So he says, because... So the reason is why we have Gia Besdin is because Shlechuse, Kavdino. So since there is a Tehren Rabin Gershin, so mainly we cannot say Shlechuse, Kavdino, when it's Besdin. So that's the pshat in Reb Chaim Volozhiner, where Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that now that there is a chirin rabbi negarshi, not to be migarish bal kocho, if someone is migarish bal kocho, so the get is null and void, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, null and void, mid reis. Because when gerish is bal kocho, then it requires best, because like all case. And when Yenis in Israel and when Rashi say in Sanhedrin that it requires best, they have reference to gerish bal kocho. So it's like kviya, kviya requires benzin. So the mele things it's oser, so we cannot say shlechuse kavdino because it's biser. That's why the get is null and void midrais. Now this is very strange. I mean to say that the just as kviya requires benzin, so gerishin bal kocho also requires benzin is very strange, very difficult, because when a Baal is Megarish Baal Kocho, he doesn't resort to Kriya. It's not that he's escaped the issue. The halacha is, Vishilchom in Bei say, that he can be Megarish or Shloim Midaito. So it's not that he has to be Kaver. He has to be Kaver. He doesn't have to ask him anything. He doesn't have to be Kaver. So when, let's say, the Baal, when Besdin forces the Baal to divorce his wife because he's a mukeshrin or for whatever reason that medina digmore we are key for the Baal. So Gevashin requires das a Baal. So the halacha is Besdin can be king. So as the Rambam explains it, because Daite Yishel Yisrael, Yisrael Asas HaMitzves, so maybe there is das. So we have to resort to kviya. But when the Baal is migarish, it's ishti Baal Kocho, prior to the chen, Rabbi Gershin, it's not on the basis of kviya. He's not key for the isho. The halacha is that he can be garish shloim midaito. He doesn't have to be kefir. He doesn't require a das. So it's not an in of kviya. So why should we need bezin? I mean, what the Bisalevi says is so strange. I think that it's much better to explain Reb Chaim Volozhiner on the basis of the Yenis in Menizia and Rashi Shite in Sanhedrin that get gerishin requires bezin. So mimele, if get, because every gerishin requires bezin according to Yenis Meziel and according to Rashi Sanhedrin, every gerishin requires bezin. So mimele, how can we be misader a get? Because shluchosai kavdino. So mimele, now that there is a chen rabbi gerishin and it's osea to be misader a get bal kocho. So maybe it's not shayach to say shluchosai kavdino. So it's much better, even though that will involve a big chidesh, I mean to say. But there is such a shite, the Yenis Meziel, so the Reb Chaim Volozhiner probably is based upon that shite, that gerishin requires best, every gerishin, even gerishin midaite requires best. And so mele, prior to the Chayim Rabbi Gershon, So mele, every gerishin required bezin, and he could be migarish bal kocho be bezin. But now that there's a chen rabbi gerishin, so it's also for bezin to be misader again bal kocho. So mele, since it's also how we cannot say shlechusik avdinon, shlechusayik avdinon. So mele, it's considered that the get was given without bezin. So mele, the get is what? I mean, of course, it is a big chidesh. Should say that, I mean, rely on that chite when all the Rishonim don't mention that gerishin requires this. Now, there are a number of native Yehudis. So there are two native Yehudis specifically. One native Yehuda in Tshuva Beis in Ebenezer, so the Yehuda says that even prior to Chen Rabbi Gershin, if someone appointed a shliach to be Migarish Ishti Bal Kocho before Chen Rabbi Gershin, so the Gershin was null and void. Why? Because the Rosh Gittin, in explaining the Gemara of Atefis Bal Chayim, Bimokim Shechav La'Acherim, Chok Shechav La'Acherim, so the Rosh, so Rashi Shite is that if was a Shliach, so then it is Kone. When do we say Atef Machim Mokim Shechav La'Acherim, Loi Kone, if Loi was a Shliach? But this is in the Rosh Achilik. So the Rosh Achilik says, even if the Balchev appointed the Shliach to grab from the Leve, when there is another Balchev that can grab from the Leve, so it's like on a. So the Rosh says, because Lav Kol Kiminei Mishav Yeshliach Lochim Balchev. So the Melech says, even prior to him having a Gershon, if someone would appoint a Shliach to be Migarish Ishti Bal Kocho, so the Gershon wouldn't be effective, because it's Lochim Balchev. So then, many Gdil Yisrael, so mention the Gemara, Daf Yud Yidden, that the Gemara says, Bishliches Bal Kocho, the Begirish Nise, will do Shlese. So it's Gemara Mefreshes, that Gerish Bal Kocho, Bishliches Bal Kocho, is how you can appoint a Shliach to be Migarish Asishti Bal Kocho. But how about Tevit Machim Machim Shechal Achir? So, the Nibihude answers that, but he applies the Gemara to a specific situation. Let's say, suppose the Isha, whom he is Migarish Bal Kocho, the Shliach was Mizana. So he's not allowed, he has to divorce her anyway. And she loses the old Ksupe. So then, the Gerish is not a Chayv to her. Because she is not entitled to Iksuva anyway. And on the contrary, it's a schus for her. But even though it's Bal Kochos, because she doesn't understand that this is the best thing for her, but Echiv it isn't, so it's not Chav L'Achinik. Or if she's an Aruse, suppose she's an Aruse, and so she's not entitled to the Iksuva as yet. And then it's not a chayv, but it's a chayv because she becomes a suri kayen. Suppose she was married once before, and she was divorced from that marriage, and now she's married a second time. So the male, this get will not impose any chayv on her, because she's a suri kayen anyway, because of the first gerushin from the first marriage. I mean, it's a deichek, he applies that gemara to such an unusual situation, in order to establish his chiddush that even prior to Chayim Rabbi Negershon, so it wasn't chal because it's David Balchim Moshe Chal Achir. I mean, this is a very strange Neder Yehudi, very strange. And the Ktzeis in Simen Kuf Peveis, so he's massive on that Neder Kuf Peveis in Rishon Mishpat. He's massive on that Neder Yehudi for a very simple reason, because Mitzad Asvore. So when do we apply the halacha of Atevis the Balchev in Mokim Shechav L'Achirim Loikone? Let's say, if Ruben is the Malvi, Shimon is the Levi, Shimon owes money to Ruben, and Shimon owes money to Levi too, and then Ruben, the Malve, one Malve, appoints Yehuda as a Shliach to grab, to be Teifes, from Shimon the Levi. So it's David Machim Machim Shechav L'Achirim, because it's at the expense of Levi, the other Malve. So Levi also has a Shibud. So Levi has his chus. So Memele Lav Kol Kiminei Lishav Yei Shliach Lochim L'Achirim. And even in the case about Bia Metzia L'Chavere, so there no one owes it, but everyone has his chus to be Zeichen L'Metzia. So the Gemara mentions the aloche of Tevis Balchim Mokim Shechav L'Achirim. Mashenkin here, the Isha has no schus, that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that's the Dinator, that the Baal can be Migarish as Ishti Baal Kocho. So she has no schus, so how is it Shayach to say Loche L'Achirim? I mean, that's the Pashtas. The Ktzei says the same thing, but he mentions the Din Mishkonoch in Chishmish Betzim and Kufay. So there it's mentioned that even though now we passed like Tesis and Rosh, that if Balchim Mokim Shechav L'Achirim is Loikone, even if he appointed the Shliach. But if the Levi appoints Yehudi, I mean if the Levi, the Shimon is a Levi, and he has two Malves, Reuven is one Malve, and Levi is another Malve of Shimon. Suppose, so it's mentioned in Simon Kufay, Siv Gimel, that if Shimon the Levi tells Yehudi, you be my shliach to take my money to collect for Ruben my malve, even though there is another malve, Levi, so then he is gone. So what do we see? That so the Ktzei says, we only see that the whole halacha of Atimis of Al-Khayr, Bimokim Shechav La'Akhir, Bimokim Shechav La'Akhir in Loi Kone, is only Shayach when the Malveh, who doesn't own the money of the Leiveh, who owns the money of the Leiveh? The Malveh is a Shibut, but who is the Bailim over the Momei that the Shliach grabs? So the Shimon is there. Shimon is the Bailim. So Mele, if Ruben the Malveh appoints Yehuda as a Shliach to grab from Shimon, and the Balamomin is Shimon, so Mele is Laf Kol Kibinei Lochem Achirim. But where the Balamomin himself appoints a Shliach, even though he's Chavla Achirim, who has a Shibut, then it is effective. Why? Because he's the Balamomin, so he's a Bahochem. He is a baroche to appoint a shliach lochem lachirim. It's only when someone who is not a balamomi, when he appoints a shliach to grab from someone when it is at the expense of another person who has a shibut, who has a schus. So then it's loikone. But in this case, the Ksei says, since the dinah Torah is that the baal can be megarish, it's ishti baal kolcho. And she has no schusim, so it is like the din, the case mentioned in Simen Kufay, like he's the bailim, and he is the bailim to be megarish of Bal Kocho. So if he appoints a shliach, it's like the leve, Shimon appointing Yehuda as a shliach to take from him, to collect for one malve, even though it's an expense, it's chavlachine for the other one. I mean, this seems very mistaber, and it's a dover poshut. Now then there is another big chidesh. In Simen Ayin Hei, Simen Ayin Hei, Ayin Vov, so it aroused a controversy between the David Israel at that time. So the Nebihude said that subsequent to the Chiyon Rabbi Negershin, if someone appoints a shliach to Migarish is Ishti Bal Kocho, so Mele the Gershin is not Chal, because in shliach the Varavere. Now, there are two Lishenis and Tetzes in Bom Metzieh. So there is a machlekes where the chotzam tam yadis raboyim tam shlichas is raboyim. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Mi kemando ma chotzam tam shlichas is raboyim v'atanya biyode im liyol yode gadi chatzir v'chafif v'minayi tal nolei marimotzi temotzi mkomokim v'is al kadai to chotzam tam shlichas is raboyim im kemotzi u shlichu v'raveire v'kaimu lo nishlichu v'raveire. Oma rabine heich amgu lo nishlichu v'raveire dein shlichu v'raveire heich ha nishlichu v'chiyubim aro b'chotzam lab v'chiyubi u mechayif shlichim. אלו מעטו אוהב אני שומר את סוגרון גולו למה חיובני נוחדה מחייב שלכון אמרתי שומר בני חיובני אורי so then רב סומו אמר היך אמרו אני שלך ברבי ואיך דיבוי אוהבי דיבוי לא אוהבי אבל חוץ לדור כל חמי סיבו מחייב שלך מה אבן אי הוא עצנף כמיני ביטוין רבינה אין חוב שרה so you know what it says more than just enough to me he came in I came to my Israel say the Kaddish Lisho Krusha in Ami Ish the Omer Lisho Akhli Kot להח לישני דום הכל איך דיבו יובי דיבו יובי יובי לא עם חייב שלכי הוכה נעמי בו יובי דיבו יובי יובי לא עם חייב שלכי להח לישני דם את כל איך לישני אלה בחיובי מחייב שלכי הנה נעמי כי אין דלאב נעב חיובי נינו מחייב שלכי so takes us as the cash how does the Gemara say that the Gemara between the Mandoma of Bachiyuvi and the Mandoma of Viboyovit Viboyovit is in regard to the case of Kingdom of Israel Kaddish Nisho Grusho. So according to the Mandoma of Bachiyuvi, so the Rishlichas, because he's not a Bachiyuvi. According to Mandoma of Viboyovit Viboyovit, there is no Rishlichas. So he says, even according to Mandoma of Boy Bailey, my last minute, Bailey Mandoma, Boy Yogi, Bailey Mandoma, Shia Bahiupe, Loyoka Abdushin, Robe, Doma Basso Yuxen, Kiddish and Lake, Boa Lake. How could it be higher? Robe says that Kiddish and Loyboa is in a lake. So even if we say Yeshua and Ravere, so it couldn't be higher? So Tesis gives two to it. The Yeshua, the first question is the Riboa Hakein Lake Afalakdushin. Kidimucha Balishmoy. In other words, because true, according to Rove, so Kiddush Loi Baal in Leike. But if he is Baal, then he is Chayv Malkes for the Dush Nose. As long as he's not Baal, so the Kiche is not complete. But if he is Baal, so he's Chayv Malkes and the Dush too. So Mimele, according to the Mandoma of Iboy Ovid, Iboy Ovid, so Kayim Domal Yisroel Tzim Kadish Lishem Husho, and he was Mikadish, and then subsequently he was Baal, so Mimele, he'll be Chayv Malkes, the Mishalach, the Kayim will be Mechayim Malkes for the Kedushin too. But according to Bandoma of Bach Yuve, according to Rabine, he will not be Chayim Malkes. That's one talent. Then in Amen Yishleima, the Afrirov and Afkemine, the Yidi Yishliches, Cholin HaKedushin, V'yein Shliches, in Cholin HaKedushin. So in the second Roshni says, even without Boa, so according, so if we say, that Ein Shliach L'Aveire, so then the Kedushin is not Chal. But if we say, according to Rabine, that by Loi Bach Yuve, so Yesh Shliach L'Aveire, so then the Kedushin is Chal. Now, so it appears, and the Rishonim Shel Kubetz say it explicitly, that the first Lashon holds, that even when we say Ein Shliach L'Aveire, so he's not Chayev, but the Kedushin is Chal. So in other words, there are two Rishonim in thesis. If we say in a case of Ein Shliach L'Aveire, so the Mishalach is not Chayev, but according to the first Lashon thesis, the Kedushin is Chal, but, and according to the second Lashon thesis, the Kedushin is not Chal. So, then the Behudah at first said, so you would say that if one is Mimane Shliach, subsequent to the Chil Rabbi Gershon, to be Migarish Sishti Bal Kocho, so Mele, whether the Gerish is Chal or not, should be told in the two Lashonim thesis. And this is what the Nesivis HaMishpot says, that on this question, whether, so it's told in the two Lashonim thesis, according to the first Lashon thesis, if someone appoints a Shliach to Migarish Sishti Bal Kocho, so that the Gerish is Chal, because thesis says that if he appoints a Shliach to Mikadosh Yikrusho, so then the Gerish Nischal, the Gerish Nischal, the Kedush Nischal, and according to the second Lashon Teisves, if someone appoints a Shliach to Mikadosh Yishti Bal Kocho, so the Gerish is not. That's what Nesivis HaMishpot says, in Simen Kuftei Beis. But Nebihude is Deichanet. And he said that in the case, there was a specific case, where someone was appointed a Shliach to Migarish Yishti Bal Kocho. So he said that according to both Lashonim in Teisves, the Gerushin is null and void. Why? So he says, even the first Lashon in Teisves that says that the Gerushin, that the Kedushin is Chal, the Kedushin is Chal, so it's only in that specific case, with, because according to Rovi, Teisves discusses Rovi, that Kiddush will be Boal in Eleiki. So Mele, the Aveire is contingent upon the Bir. And without the Bir, there is no Aveire. So since, what did the Shliach do? The Shliach only fulfilled the Kedushin. But with the fulfillment of the Shliches by the Shliach did not constitute the Aveire. The Aveire will be constituted later on when he will be born. So since the fulfillment by the Shliach of the Shliches does not constitute the Aveire, so Mimele, the first Lashon thesis says, the Aveire is not there yet. The Aveire will be determined, when will the Aveire be constituted, after it will be Beir. But right now, when the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, there is no Aveire yet. So the first Lashon thesis holds, so Mimele, the Kedushin is Chal. Because right now, when the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, there is no Aveire yet. The Aveire will be determined later on. Masheinke, when he appoints a Shliach to be Migarish Yishti Bal Kocho, so the moment he fulfills the Shliches, there is the Aveire. So then, even according to the first Lashon thesis, so the Shliches is one. That's what he says. And many you are chelek. Now, it seems to me, I mean, that the Gerashim should be Chal according to both Lashonim thesis. Now, in regard, according to the first Lashonim thesis, so many were massing on the neighborhood. I mean, because this is a new chiddush. I mean, Tesis doesn't say that. And then something else. This Negev Yehudeh is based upon the premise that according to Rove, that Kiddush V'Nibual is in L.A.K. So then, without beer, there is no Maisa Avera altogether. But from the Rambam, you see, from Mitzvah, it's Mashma, that Kiddush V'Nibual in L.A.K. there is no Malkes without beer, because the Kiche is not a Kiche Gmurah until there is beer. But and he said the Raisa there is, even though there is a certain raya from some mentioned raya from the Gemara in Seite in regard to Yelech V'Yoshim Lebeise, but from in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs it's mivuer that it's only Ligabi Malkes, so Kiddush V'Nibual is in Leike. But in Nisa the Raisa there is. Now the Negev Yehudeh's Chilik, when the Negev Yehudeh says that even the first portion in Teisves that says that the Kedushin is chal, so it's only in that specific case of Kiddush V'Nibual, because at the time that the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, so the Avera is not constituted yet. And the Avera will be determined, will be constituted, later on will be Be'er. So that's only true if we assume that Kiddush V'Nibual, there is no Mais Avera at all. But if we say, as it appears from the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is an Issa D'Raisa, except that there is no Malkes, because the Kiche is not a Kiche Gmure, until he is Be'er. But even though it's not a Kirchen Mu'ed, but there is a Kirchen Tzas, so maybe it comes within the lab, but there is no Malkis. All right, but that's something else. But, so, many Achrim are Masik, and the Nebi Hude, and they say that according to the first Washington thesis, then definitely, that if one is appointed Shliach to Mimigarish, the Sishte Baal Kocho, so the Gerish is effective. But, Many Achrenim agree that according to the second Washington Teisves, so if one appoints a Shliach to Megarash Yishtu Baal Kocho, so Memele, the Gerashim is not Chal. The Shlichas is born. It seems to me that it's very reasonable to say that even according to the second Washington Teisves, if someone will appoint a Shliach to be Megarash Yishtu Baal Kocho, so the Gerashim will be effective. Now, the Gemara, there seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva in Kedusha. Now, the Gemara mentions in connection with in Shliach Vavere the Svore of Divrei Haravi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishnei. The Gemara mentions. So, but then the Gemara in Kedusha mentions Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kechot, because there is Exeris HaKosuv Gabi Mile, that Yeshliach Vavere, and there is Exeris HaKosuv Gabi by Kalem, by Tvichom Chire, not Gabi Gnevi, Gabi Gnevi, we say Yeshliach Vavere, but Gabi Tvichom Mechire, that Yeshliach Vavere. So the Gemara says, it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kechot, Vein Lam. So the Ritva in Kedusha says, that according to Maskone of the Gemara, that it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kechot, is Eim Lamdin, so then, in Shliach Baravere is based upon Exeris HaKosov. It's based upon Exeris HaKosov. It's not based upon Divrei Haravi, Divrei Talmid Rishi. However, Rashi Yidushin says in so many words, Rashi Yidushin says that it's based, even according to Maskon of Gemara, that we, there are Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kechot Eim Lamdin, so the reason is why Eim Shliach Baravere, so it's because of Divrei Haravi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishnei. What? Bishayli. So today's shita is that Bishayli is yesh lech l'ravi. Yeah. Ada Bishayli l'achid. Yeah. Now, so Rashi shita is as seems to be. It's there seems to be, and Tesis from Tesis it also appears that according to Maskon of Gemara, so the din of yesh lech l'ravi is grounded in Exeris HaKosov. Not in the svore of Divrei Harav de la Talmud Mishnei. And there seems to be a machlekes between Teisves and Rashi. According to Teisves, so when we say Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachot Eim Lamdin, in other words, we have one posik, we gabi mile that yesh lech l'avere. We have another posik, gabi tvichel mechire that yesh lech l'avere. So you certainly cannot learn out that yesh lech l'avere, because if the Kavones HaTorah had been that so once the Torah mentioned in connection with Mila that Yeshliach Avera, why did the Torah have to mention again in connection with Tzricha Mechira? But Tesvah Shita appears all over that Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachodim Lamdim does not mean only we cannot deduce from the Shnei Ksuvim that Yeshliach Avera. No, on the contrary. Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachodim Lamdim, so it's Milamed that in Kol HaTorah Kuleh, except for these two Shnei Ksuvim, is the other one. So in other words, since there are Shnei Ksuvim, in two Inyonim, the Torah says that Yeshliach Avera, in Mila, in Tzricha Mechira, so that's in Limud, that in everything else, where the Torah did not spell out Yeshliach Avera, is Ein Shliach Avera. Rashi Shite appears all over, that Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachodim Lamdim only implies that we cannot learn out that Yeshliach Avera, but there is no limit altogether, one way or the other. So Rashi says that from Gimel Medaleh, he says, Ulman Dom Arim Lamdim, the Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachodim Lamdim, Vileslom Meilav Mimilu Utviche. So Meile, we cannot deduce from the Shnei Ksuvim that Yeshliach Avera. That Yeshliach Avera. So Meile, Vileslom Meilav Mimilu Utviche, Yeshliach Avera. Umisvorein Shliach. So Rashi Shiti is that even though the Gemara says it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Keachot, Mila and Tzricha Mechira, that in these two inyonim, so there is a special zakosuf of Yeshliach Avera, but that is not, this does not constitute a limud that in Kol HaTorah Kuleh is Yeshliach Avera. But we have no limud one way or the other. So Mimela, since we have no limud one way or the other, so then the svore of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaimin advises us that Ein Shliach Avera. So according to Rashi, the net result is that why is Ein Shliach Avera on the basis of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin? According to the Tesis and Ritvo, why is Ein Shliach Avera not on the basis of the svore of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin, but on the basis of Gzeiras HaKosuf? Now, in regard to the svore of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin, there is a long Rabbi Gleya in the Drush V'Chidush and Bom Metzia. So Rabbi Gleya mentions the Sma in Simen Kuf Pibeis, and the Sma says that the reason as to why we say Ein Shliach Avera Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin, because Kisovo Ham Shalach Shalo Yishma Yashlich. Since it's Oser, so Memele, the Mishalach can say, I didn't think that the Shliach would take me seriously. After all, I tell him to do something that is awesome. Why should he take me seriously? So Rabbi Gleya says that according to the Sma in Simen Kuf Peveis, if the Shliach is a Mumer, we know he's a Muzak to do Averes. So then the Mishalach cannot say, Kosovo Shalom Yishma Yashliach. So then there is a Shliach no Averes. As a matter of fact, the Teis V'Shamts in Bom Metzia says the same thing that the Sma says. The pshat in Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaimin is based upon the fact that Kesovo Ram Shalach Shalom Yishma Yashliach. But that Tesis Shamts himself agrees with Tesis that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so the whole halacha b'shliach avera is grounded in Gzeiras HaKosuf, not in Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin. But as far as the pshat in Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin, so it is a shamsim on Metzias, and Gbetzes mentions it a few there. So it means, Kisovar Am Shalach Shalom Yishma Yashliach. I just want to point out that Rabbi Gleya is Masik on it, and the Pnei Yeshua in Gdushin is also Masik on the Sma, and he says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Mishaimin is not based upon the fact that Kesovo Ram Shalach Shalom Yishma Yashliach. So Memele, if the Shliach is a Muzik, as an Avalion, as an Eivar Avele, so it would be Yeshliach Avele. That would be a big Chidesh. But, because there is no Shliches. Why? Because since the Shliach is not allowed to listen to the Mishalach, he is Mechuyev to listen to Kelesh Lakamish Boch, not to the Mishalach. So Memele, there is no Shliches. This is how Rabbi Gleya explains it, and Yeshua, and from Rashi, it's mashma, from Rashi here, it's mashma, the Yeshua Nishmeya Divrei Rav, not the Mishal, not what it's like the Yeshua, and like Rabbi Gleya, not like this man. I just want to mention, there is a very strange Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Minayin Shintayam in the Macy's. So we learn out from the Nochash Kadmeni. Because the Nochash had a time. Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishnah. So from that we learn out that the Intayam in the Macy's. So the Yad Ramaz and that Gemara is an Edron, he says, Ushbanino Mize, the Hode Amrinon, in Shliach Lidvar Avere, who Dafke Kisham Shalach Teye, Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishnah. The Lomo Shomata became. But if the Mishalach is not a Lomo Shomata became, so then there is Yeshliach Ravira. This is what the Rav Ramah says. Now, this has no meaning. It doesn't even make sense. But according to the pshat of the Sma, that the whole din of Divra Rav, Divra Talmid, Mishnah is Kesobor Amshalach, Shalom Yishmael Ashliach, so then we can understand the Yad Ramah, it's a big chidesh. In other words, it's not that since the Shliach was not allowed to pay attention to the directive of the Mishalach, and he was obligated to listen to Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe there is no Shliches. No, because the Mishalach says, it didn't appear that the Shliach would take me seriously. So in other words, I wasn't serious. So the way can we say that the Ramah says, if the Mishalach says, I didn't think that you would pay attention to what I say. But if the Mishalach doesn't even say it, so then it proves that the Mishalach really meant that the Shliach should listen to him. The fact that he's not taken shows that the Mishalach really meant that the Shliach would listen to him. So the Meila de Shliach, that's a big chiddush. I mean, I don't know of anyone that mentions that Shliach. But this Yad Ramah can only be explained on the basis of the Svore of the Sma. Alright, but that's not me on Yehi. Now, so if we say according to Tesis that the Halochi, that according to Maskon of Gemore, the Halochi of Shliach Lidvar Avere is based upon Exeras HaKosov of Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Keachot, so it's a limud. That in Kol Atere Kule, it's in Shliach L'Aveire. So Mele, it's mistaber that the whole Aloche of in Shliach L'Aveire is only Shayach when the Shliches, when the Aveire that is involved is an intrinsic Aveire. Let's say, if someone appoints a Shliach to be Mikadin Shemisha Kush, to Mikadin Shemisha Kush, he came. If a Kohen appoints a Shliach to Mikadin Shemisha Kush, so the Aveira is not an extraneous, it's not an Isad's body. This is an intrinsic Aveira. That's the Shliches. He was Mimaniim a Shliach to be Mikadish Grusho, and that's the Aveira. So the Shliches is appointed to do an Aveira. So then, that's the Gzeres HaKosut of Shnei Ksum Laboim Keachot. Dum Yedimile. So in a point in Shliach, when he tells the Shliach to be Meitzi Hekdesh Lechum, Echtiche of Hekdesh Lechum, so he appoints the Shliach to do the Aveire. So Mimele the Shliches, so the Aveire is an intrinsic Aveire, not an extraneous Aveire. But suppose someone will take Ishwe. He'll take Ishwe that he's not going to divorce his wife. He'll take Ishwe Bishem. It's a Nisa Gomo. And then he'll appoint a Shliach to divorce his wife. So then the Aveire is an extraneous Aveire. The Shliach is not appointed. Is not appointed to do the Aveire. The Shliach is appointed to migarish his wife. And the Aveire consists in being Eimer on the Shvue. So then it's not dumye the tvicha u'mechira and the mile. So the whole aloche of ishliach laveire shouldn't even apply. Now the marit in tshuve kufte zayin, he has his sofik. Suppose someone appoints ishliach to do an aveire that is also wrong in the rabban. So do we apply the aloche of ishliach laveire or we don't apply the aloche of ishliach laveire? So he doesn't give an answer to that child in Chube Kufte Zayin Marit. So he says we can argue both ways. So we can argue that since Midraise it's not an Aveire, it's only Midrabanon, so Midraise the Shliches is good. But we can argue since Sefer de Rabbanon is included in Lisoso. So Mele, that means when one is Eber and Isar Rabbanon, he is Eber Lisoso. So Mele, we apply the Aloche of Mishnech Barabele. I would say that according to Tesis, Shite and Ritvo, that the whole Aloche of Mishnech Barabele is based upon Exeras HaKosuv, so it has to be Dumye the Tvichel Mechire and Dumye the Mile. So when does that Exeras HaKosuv apply? Because HaKosuv applies only when the Avere is an intrinsic Avere. But when it's inherent in the Shliches, let's say, if he appoints a Shliach to Mikadish and Nisho Krusho, so that's the Avere. The Avere consists in the Gdushin. And what did he tell the Shliach to do? To Mikadish and Krusho. So that's an inherent Avere, it's an intrinsic Avere. But if somebody will take a Shvue that he's not going to divorce his wife, and then he'll appoint a Shliach to Mikadish his wife, so the Avere is an extraneous Avere, it just happens that he will be either on the Shvue by divorcing his wife, but the Shliches is not appointed to do the Avere. It's not like someone who appoints a Shliach to be Kaddish and Nisho Krusho. So the Avere consists in the fulfillment of the Shliches. That's an intrinsic Avere, not if he took Ishwe. So according to Teisves, that it is grounded in the Xeras HaKosuv, in the Xeras HaKosuv of Shlik Suvah Boim Keachot, so it has to be Dumye, the Tvichol Mechira and the Mile, so it's only Shalech if the Avere is an intrinsic Avere, not if the Avere is an Avere, it's Dodis. Let's say if he took Ishwe. Now, what is Chayim Rabbani Gershon? Chayim Rabbani Gershon, now, Ishchonoch and Cheshim Mishpet, in Chesedes, it is mentioned that if somebody was Eber on Ishwe, it's possible it is. V'chayim, ho Eber al Chomei HaTzibur. So there's the Rambam in Mishpet HaChayim, that the Tzibur has a keach to impose a cherem and to be mashbia. So in other words, so what kind of an iser is it? It's an iser zdodi cherem abni gershin. It's not an iser to be megarish. When somebody is even a cherem abni gershin, abni gershin was the meragiru, was the kol ador, so his cherem is considered like a cherem that is imposed by Klal Yisrael, by the Tzibur. So mimele, so it's like the iser of shvui. So it's like, it's just as if the Baal took his shvuyah not to be migarish his wife, and then he appointed a shliach to be migarish his wife. So when he appoints a shliach to be migarish his wife, so the min hashliches is not to do an avere. The min hashliches is to be migarish, and it happens that he'll be even an avere. The avere will be an extraneous and avere studies. So memele, the aloche, it's not dumye. The tviche mechire and the mile. So memele, the aloche of Yishlech La'avir, it doesn't apply. So that's according to Tesis, but according to Rashi. Now, I don't want to discuss it a little bit smack shite, because that seems to be a very difficult shite, even though, I mean, the Tisvisham says it, but Rabbi Kvedi of Yeshua and then Rashi himself says that the pshat is, since the Rav Dibra Talmud Mishemim, he was not allowed to pay attention to the Meshalach, but he is mechuyev to Shimei Abikir Shlakadosh Baruch Hu, so mainly there is no shemes. Now, so we have to consider it from the point of view of Rabbi Kvedi's pshat, which is Rashi's pshat in Dibra Rav Dibra Talmud Mishemim, that there is no shliches. There is no shliches when it conflicts with the Tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Dibra Adavdi Utalmi Mishaymin is not allowed to listen to the Mishalach. So mainly there is no din of shliches. Now, I heard from my father Zecheinu Levroche, and that is, of course, contrary to what the Yehuda says, that when Teisves has two Mishaymins, Teisves has two Mishaymins, as to whether if the Ein Shliach Ma'avere, so it means that the Mishalach is not Chayev, but the Kedushin is Chal, or, as Tetzvah says in the first motion, or that the Kedushin is not in Chal. So my father said that even according to the second motion, the basic aloche of Eshliach Baravere is that one, that the Maisa Avere that is done by the Shliach cannot be Misyaches to the Mishalach. Like the aloche of Loimotzimu Zene Enevizem Mischayev. So what's aloche? It's aloch in shliches. It's not aloch in shliches. Even according to Shammai Azotu, that you shliach ma'avere and say the hayalayis ha'nefesh of shilch of chayev, but say you bilis ha'elbo, v'chilis ha'chilev, so shilch of misbotach. Lo yimotziyu zen ene zen mischayev. So what's the pshat in zen ene zen mischayev? It's not the aloch in shliches, it's not chal. The aloch is zen ene mischayev, that the ma'isa ha'avere of zen ene, where the shliach is ne'ene, so that that should be misyaches to mishalach, is not chayev. So, according to Mandomar, in Shliach Ba'avere, the basic aloche of in Shliach Ba'avere is that the Maise Avere that was done by the Shliach cannot be Mislaches to Mishalach. So that's why the first Roshim Teisu says that even though we say in Shliach Ba'avere, so the Mishalach who appointed the Shliach to be Mikadosh and Mishom Chusho, so he's not Chayev, but the Kedushin is Chal. Because all that the aloche of Shliach Ba'avere implies is that the maise, so certainly according to Tesis, that the aloche of Shliach Ba'avere according to Maskon of the Gemara is based upon the Xeras HaKosuv. So the Xeras HaKosuv is a limud from Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Kechot. So what do the Shnei Ksuvim say? That only by Tvichu Mechire and by Mi'ile, so the maise Ba'avere done by the Shliach is Misyachis to Mishalach. But in Kolatel Kol, it's not Misyaches of Mishalach. So that's the basic halacha. So the first question says, since the halacha, the essential halacha, the basic halacha is that it's not Misyaches of Mishalach, so Mimele, the Kedushin is Chal. The second question says that the Kedushin is not Chal. Not that the basic halacha, according to the second question, is that Shliches is not Chal and Avere. The second Moshen Teisvah is also made into the first Moshen Teisvah. That the basic aloche of a Shliach Ba'avere is that the Maisa Avere that was done by the Shliach cannot be attributed, cannot be Misyaches to Mishalach. But since vis-a-vis the Maisa Avere, it cannot be Misyaches to Mishalach, so we cannot separate the Chaleis HaKdushin from the Chiyuv, from the Maisa Avere. In order that the Kdushin should be Chal, so then, the Maisa Kedushin must be Misyaches to Mishalach. The Ishe can be Mikudeshes to the Kehen only if the Maisa Kedushin done by the Shliach is attributed to the Mishalach. And if we consider it as if the Mishalach, the Kehen, did the Maisa Kedushin. But since vis-a-vis the Chiyuv and the Maisa Avere, we don't attribute this Maisa Kedushin to the Mishalach. So we cannot separate Ligami the Chaleis, from the Maisa Kedushin. Just as Ligami the Chiyuv, we say, this Maisa Avere was not done by the Mishalach. It was done by the Shliach. So Ligami the Chaleis Kedushin, we cannot say that it was done by the Mishalach. But the basic halacha is that Maisa Avere cannot be Misyachis. So Mimele, what's the pshat, according to Rashi, Divra Rav, Divra Talmud, and Mishemi, since he's not allowed to listen to the Mishalach, so he's mechuyev to be shemeya b'kil nishlach l'shboch, so there is no shliches. So again, the pshat is, since he's not mechuyev to listen to the Mishalach, so mele the Ma'is Avere cannot be misyachis to the Mishalach. Now the Ramban, in his Chidushim of Mitzian, Shemubetzes is mentioned. Now, the Ramban is the Kashi. So why does the Gemara say, Iname, Ish Doma Li Isha Akto Liko? Why doesn't the Gemara say this? Gemara goes, Ali Bet Ravune, he knows here. So if an Isha is Maki Vikodu, so the Isha is not Chayebes, so the Gemara could say, Iname, Ish Doma Li Isha Akto Liko? So the Ramban gives the Teretz, if an Ish will tell an Isha to be Maki, the payer of Vikodu, so then, there was certainly the ish, the mishalach will not be chayev. Because since the godly is a baldeo, and he can stop the shliach, the isho, from being makif his payas, and if he didn't stop, so that means he didn't mind. He agreed, he approved of that. So in mele, we cannot say that the shliach does it al daitid mishalach. But then we say that the shliach does it al daitid mishalach.